Play.
Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
AM 570 KLAC, 98.7 KYSR, HD2.
Los Angeles.
Available anywhere using the iHeartRadio app. AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Ha! Andres me. Fear is what you live. Yeah! 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 Your fear make you stink everything.
One condition. You dance with us.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports. We're live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. We're your home for Super Bowl 56. That'll be right here at SoFi Stadium and right here on your home of the NFL, AM 570. And that's the case all weekend long. Now, Clippers basketball is tomorrow, so Raiders-Bengals will be on AM 1150. That kickoff is at 1:30 p.m., and then Sunday we'll have the entire triple header right here on AM 570. All your super wild card weekend matchups, Eagles-Bucks at 10 a.m., and then following 49ers-Cowboys, following that Steelers-Chiefs. All day Sunday, your home of the NFL, AM 570.
And don't miss anything that you missed during a great week of great sports talk.
Great sports talk.
Heard the lessons learned. You saw the marks. There could not be anything else. You better handle your business, Cates. Turn that IR down.
You see the marks. It couldn't be anything else.
It seemed like it was a little hot.
Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Sorry, Casey.
The iHeartRadio app's hot, man. A lot of people get our show from there. They stream it or they download
That's
it.
True.
I'll turn it down, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sorry
about
that. Turn that down? They podcast it right there.
What kind of an idiot are you?
On the iHeartRadio app.
I don't know what kind of
You do not come to Las Vegas and talk to Johnny Peak like that.
I'm sorry. I'm a complete fool.
He's banging cocktail waitresses two at a time. People can't get a drink at the tables.
I turned my headphones down. To ask Gates to turn down the IR instead of turning my mic off. What a complete and total jackass I am. My God.
You roll your head up in the car window on your way home.
I'm telling you.
It is time for the final hour fun fact, everybody.
It's fun in effect. It's the hour three.
Fun facts! Fun facts!
I can only hope this is my fate relatively soon. Julius Caesar was a victim to pirates. Sicilian pirates got him. He was held captive for a ransom.
I'm the captain now.
That's actually kind of what happened. About a quarter of $1 million in today's money. Caesar, being the leader and captain that he was, gained their respect. And when they let him go, after they got their money, he said, "You know I'm going to come back and kill all of you. I just want to make sure we're square on that." And he came back and killed all of them in relatively short order and got the $250,000 in today's dollars back as well.
Aww.
So, good plan. Thought you had it executed, but unfortunately, there's something else was executed.
That's what they thought was going to happen in Seattle with Pete Carroll this year, but he turned the tables on them. The Caesar Hawks.
Exactly right.
Again. All right, it is time for Quick Hits, everybody.
The PMS Quick Hits. I'll make it quick, y'all.
All right. Oh, yeah! The lockout continues. The owners and players talked yesterday. The owners...
Lockout. There's a difference of opinion. Lockout. And no one's going to give it. Rich guys fighting.
I want to make sure you had a second to read that line.
It's good copy.
Crap, it's a lockout.
The owners gave the players an offer. Players didn't like it, reportedly. So that's where we're at.
I read the piece by David Vasse's guest two nights ago on The Athletic.
Evanston?
Exactly, that guy. And
from Evanstown?
Said of all the things the players were hoping to get some traction on, the owners included none of it.
Well.
And some of the other things they wanted to see adjusted apparently went in the wrong direction.
Well, you go high, I go low. I know how this works.
So there you go.
So what do you think, guys? We don't like it. Lakers are 500 of the season after they blew it to Sacramento.
Buenos dias.
They play in Denver tomorrow night. The Nugs are going to mine the Lakers' putzos off, reportedly.
That's right, Gloria.
I don't like it. Do you like this offer? Nope, I don't like it. Clippers are 21-22 on the season. They got blown out.
Blown the F out.
By the Pelicans last night. But they play in San Antonio tomorrow, 5:30 tip on AM 570.
That's a double curse of Myers. I was the play-by-play voice in San Antonio, and I am the play-by-play voice in New Orleans.
We're the only people to think about it in those terms.
100%.
Raiders head to Cincinnati to face the Bengals.
The silver and black are back.
I don't see how they could be a 6.5-point dog on the road after Vic has touted the Raiders by 8 all weekend long.
I believe that line has moved because of Vic. I believe it has moved a point in the Raiders' direction. They are now 5.5-point underdogs when I was looking a little bit earlier today. So perhaps Vic's, I believe in the Raiders by 8, has caused some of the smart money to find its way to Vegas and move that line a full point.
So Monday night, are we going to be on the air when Matt Stafford is under center?
Yeah, we are.
The Rams are a 4-point favorite, and Matt Stafford was asked, hey, man, you going to be worried about it with all those people watching? You got some pressure on you? What if you F?
No, I feel, I mean, it goes along the same road, really. You know, I feel the same amount of pressure every time I step on the field. If you step on the football field and you don't feel pressure to go out there and perform, then something's wrong with you, in my opinion. So it's, you know, it's positive pressure that I put on myself to go out there and help our team win.
I mean, they called Joe Montana Joe Cool because he said, no, I don't feel pressure. It's football. It's what I do. I just go out there and play football, and I'm really good at it. So
he sounded like, no, I don't feel no pressure.
I mean, wouldn't you feel pressure if you went out there? You know what's like looking across the line and seeing Chandler Jones? You don't feel pressure with that? What are you supposed to do?
I just told my wife we had to do a solid count with those 49 fans in the house. It was crazy.
You know, it's like when you look across the line, you see Puna Baker over there. Like,
I mean, if you don't feel
pressure.
Anything, maybe something's wrong with you. Congratulations to the Chargers social media team. Fox Sports named them the best NFL social media team in the whole league. Chargers.
Congratulations to Megan and her team. They do a bang-up job over there on Chargers social media.
I just wish people were a little less cruel on Twitter when they announced that the Chargers had won this this incredible honor.
Oh, yeah. They bring up old S? Is that what they do?
Well, some people were like, let's take a timeout and really appreciate what they've done. And I thought I was like, you know, time and place.
You know what? That's old S, okay? Let's take a moment to celebrate this social media team and not talk about the performance on the field.
But you'd think the social media team would appreciate that, being that they are the social media team. Like,
I guess
hey,
so.
Touche.
Right.
It's all in good fun, right?
Like Johnny Depp in Time Out. You don't even have to write it. You just put up like a gif of Johnny Depp in Time Out, that terrible movie, and it's like, I get it. Very clever.
Is that going around?
No. I'm just thinking of like how they would respond.
That
to it,
would
you
be
know,
pretty deep. That, yeah, you'd have to go like, why is that irrelevant? Johnny Depp, what movie is that?
Then you see it and you're like, oh my God, that's genius.
Then you run a red light and you're killed. ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips says that the conference's coaches are unanimous in their rejection of expanding the college football playoff.
Oh yeah, why is that? What is it that...
They said Clemson. Citing student athlete welfare, health, and safety, and Clemson.
Mm. Well, there you go.
They said, we got Dabo. So they started dabbing their way out of the stadium. Oh, this was terrible. Matt, UCLA's got Oregon State tomorrow night at 7:30 on AM 1150.
It was ugly last night.
EIB. No fans in Poly. Only players' families watching in shock. Isaac Lohenkron is going to have the post game for the Oregon State game.
What?
Kate says Raiders all day.
They kick at 1:30.
He's also driving to my Papadakis Desert condominium.
Okay, well, there we go. Kate's having the Raiders all day. They kick at 1:30.
Hey,
the post game going to be at 10 o'clock at night.
It's a 7-hour broadcast.
Just trying to read the script.
Yeah.
The Bruins are coming off a tough loss at Oregon.
Oh, they rallied the last 40 seconds. I was like, here we go.
To Oregon last night at Poly. In case you missed it earlier, here is Mick Cronin after the game with Josh and Tracy on the EIB radio network.
We had no business being in the game. We didn't want to be here. We're too cool. We get great players. We get all these guys. But every time I turn on it, there's nobody. We walk around like we're better than everybody else. We got, you know, and that's, we got exactly what we deserve tonight by a bunch of guys that were told. But they were told, hey, they're soft. They're jump shooters. They think they're great. Take it right to them. And that was their game plan, and that's what they did.
Yeah.
And that's the facts, you know.
Jack.
And it's on me. We had our worst practice of the year yesterday, Tracy. Got, you know, I had to repeat myself 7 million times. I didn't have their ear. I lost their ear. You know, but when the message falls on deaf ears, Ass needs to hit bench. So.
Yeah!
I'm going to use that moving forward.
When the message falls on deaf ears, Ass needs to meet bench.
You know, but when the message falls on deaf ears, Ass needs to hit bench. So.
Clip that. I'm going to use that for my daughters. Hey, when the message falls on deaf ears, Ass needs to hit bench.
You know, but when the message falls on deaf ears, Ass needs to hit bench.
That's right. Why you bench?
That's exactly right. It's going to be an uncomfortable one, too.
Oh,
not
yeah.
Those fancy courtside chairs those players get
so
to sit
splintery.
In. That ain't that big of a deal.
So good luck to UCLA Beavs. Isaac will be all over that. USC hosts Oregon tomorrow at Galen Center. Let's go Ducks.
No Ducks.
No fans at Galen.
No, you want USC to win since UCLA still has to play USC, and you don't want Oregon to win the Pac-12 regular season. You know what I mean? Like you gotta.
Well, you didn't listen to the whole postgame. Nick Cronin said long season. He also said long season.
You know, but when the message falls on deaf ears, Ash needs to hit bench.
I got ears. I hear things.
Well, you got a TV, buddy?
Kind of. The Kings, Matt.
Kind of.
The Kings are up on people, man.
19-13-5, 3 wins in a row. They have caught fire since Luke Robitaille
like
joined
Katniss.
The program. Fire.
Like Katniss.
And I don't know if, you know, one of those fancy, like, hey, you win, you send me, like, some Tully's coffee, we win. I say
oh,
you,
cool.
Yeah, something with Softy because they're taking on a Kraken tomorrow up in Seattle.
Randy's
at 7
Donuts.
PM. There you go. You send Randy's, he sends Top Pot. Oh, what a bet you and Softy have going for
send
this.
Send me an ounce of that
showdown.
Sean Kemp weed.
There you go.
Yeah. Novak the Joker is making Australian news again.
G'day, mate. It's Pip, and this is Petros and Money's Australian news.
So the time this came out would equate to a Friday evening news dump in Australia. He does have one more last gasp hearing tomorrow.
He ain't playing.
But Joker's out.
He ain't playing.
No, it's up to one guy.
So special. 99% of the tourists vaxxed and they're here playing in the open and you want some special exemption.
Well, he couldn't just flaunt around with his social media.
He lied to him.
He needed to lay a little lower if he wanted to play.
You are in Spain. You are in France at a fetish.
Spain.
Get out!
The 9-time champ of the Australian Open has filed an injunction to try to allow him to play in the tournament. Tournament starts in 3 days. The injunction thing would be tomorrow. So we'll see what happens with Joker. But they're basically saying, don't let the barrier reef hits you in the arse on the way out of ours.
Why don't you swim back to save you? See how that goes.
Ugly scene. But we will be back with more PMS. We'll get you more pumped up for that Raider game, which we have on AM 1150. You can get Kate's on the Sirius XM or the other places. What? We'll be back with more PMS on AM 570 LA Sports. You're home of the Dodgers. Dodger Talk tonight at 7.
Get P and Money on your smart speaker.
Mic check.
Just say, Alexa.
Yes.
Play AM 570 LA Sports on iHeartRadio.
Well, a reminder, all weekend long, as your home of the NFL, you are here NFL football. That means tomorrow, 1:30 p.m. on our sister station, AM 1150. It is Raiders versus Bengals. Sunday, we've got the triple header. It starts with the Bucks and the Eagles. Cowboys, 49ers follows, and then Steelers, Chiefs follows. That, as your home of the NFL, if you got to move around town and you're freaking out, to peel yourself away from the TV, we got you covered. So AM 570 on Sunday, AM 1150 tomorrow for Raiders v. Bengals. And speaking of that matchup, Pete.
One of the great years of the NFL draft, 1988, when the Philadelphia Eagles in the second round picked the great Eric Allen. That was when they walked over to the bright side of the road. And anybody that walks on the bright side of the road knows that Eric Allen is an OG, six-time Pro Bowl DB, played for the Eagles and the Raiders, member of the Eagles Hall of Fame, semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, 54 career picks. Come on! And he's on the Raiders radio network. You see him on TV talking Raiders. Raiders-Bengals on Saturday, 1:30 p.m. kickoff. This is a Tim Cates get. Usually doesn't get many guests for us, but this one, you got to give it to Cates. On the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline.
Yeah, Tim.
It is EA, the star out of Point Loma. What's cracking, Eric? How are you?
Oh, man, this is great to be on with you guys. Now, you know I'm a 619 guy. I'm San Diego guy. So your station comes down here outside of baseball season, because I know you guys are just trashing on my Padres.
Oh, damn right.
So, but I listen to you guys. But I think here this could be the station of the Raiders. I mean, you know, this could be it. This could be the Raiders, the silver and black station from now on, since we pounded them.
That's, you know, you're just coming out swinging. I mean, coming out swinging. I do not like where this interview has started, not one bit.
Matt Money Smith, man, what's going on?
Oh, it was a heck of a game. I would love to know, just as someone who is, you know, tasked with calling every play of it, it's kind of hard to take a wide sort of view of what was happening. What were you thinking as, you know, that fourth quarter, one of the great quarters we've seen in regular season football, was unfolding? What are you thinking as someone that played and can kind of see what's happening out there on the field?
Yeah, man, I was nervous going into it. I know skill position wise, you know, the Chargers right now are just on top of the mountain. I mean, you know, they have such great weapons, and Herbert is just a stud outside the pocket. He's just making things happen. And I just thought that at some point in this game, he was going to be able to put them over the top. So I was worried that we wouldn't be able to run the football effectively. The last 3 weeks of the season, we have totally changed our identity, and we've become a running football team. So we'll make a couple plays early, to Hunter Renfro and such. But later in the game, man, we've been able to run the football. So I thought if we get up and be able to run it, we're going to be okay. But, man, when that fourth quarter hit, man, this dude is just slinging the rock all over the field. I was definitely nervous. But, again, Daniel Carson, our guy, has been just unbelievable. Not sure why he's not in the Pro Bowl. But, you know, if you give him a chance, and Derek has consistently – made those overtime fourth quarter plays, and they've been able to kind of line Carlson up and make it happen. So, again, Herbert, great football player. Derek Carr played great. And Max Crosby is another player for the Raiders who has really emerged as one of the best players in the league as far as getting after the quarterback. So those three dynamics with our quarterback making late-time plays, Carlson, and then – our guy Max was able to kind of bring it through.
Yeah, I mean, you know, save Justin Herbert, Max was the most impactful player in that game, no doubt about it, especially in that fourth quarter, what he was able to do with all those pressures. And, Eric, I'd love to know just kind of how much different does this team feel? Because we always knew they've had offense. They've had offense every year, and they've put up points. But this year you get Gus Bradley. He brings over a lot of folks from his time with the Chargers, where they played good defense under him there as well.
Yeah.
What has been the difference? I mean, it's the highest pressure rate team in the NFL, and we know how important that is to defensive success.
Yeah, for sure. And again, I think the last two or three years, that has been the case. I mean, offensively, they've been a top 10 offense, and sometimes, you know, a little bit ahead of that, particularly earlier in the season. But what happens is once that calendar, and this is the same, you guys know, once that calendar turns like to November, it's about what defense is able to make some plays. And if you can come to the ballpark like this team has, and I think Ngakoue has been a huge get just to elevate the room, that defensive line room. And then Hankins was balling, and Jefferson, and they brought in Mike Mayock, brought in a lot of veterans defensive tackle wise and Ngakoue to kind of elevate the room and what it takes to be a top-notch pass rush. And that's what we're focused on. after losing Khalil Mack, right? Because, you know, that was kind of what the theme was, is the Raiders can't get after the quarterback because Khalil Mack's gone. And Khalil is a fantastic football player. And this year, though, when Mack's kind of took it upon himself to become a leader off the field, in the locker room, on the football field, it is nothing like seeing that guy first play to the 60th play. He is just relentless. And I think in Guac, we had a lot to do with that, competing in the offseason, competing in practice. And that has really been the one thing that each and every week that defensive line is going to provide pressure from the down one to down 70. He had 45 pass rush snaps, and almost all of them he was close to getting there, you know, and you have to have like that fourth or fifth gear to continue that for the game. So I'm really happy that he has emerged as one of the dominant pass rushers in our game.
Fearing the fork forever, the great Eric Allen is our guest on the Petros and Money Show. Josh Jacobs has been running with a little anger now. He took some criticism for getting banged up and hurt a lot. But how does he look now to you going forward to the playoffs?
Yeah, Petro, I'll tell you, man, he is really – and it's funny because every time we face a team that has a dominant running back or a guy who's in the spotlight, Josh shows up, right? He just, you know, like a 10-yard run, a 4-yard run. Then the fourth quarter comes around, and he's busting off 7, 8, 9, 10-yard runs. And he has been banged up. But a lot of it goes back to Tom Cable, offensive line coach, Andre James, our center, new center this year, and our two guards have really elevated their play the last 5 weeks. That has really been – you know, the catalyst for allowing Josh, and he's so natural as a runner. I mean, he's just a really fluid, you know, bounces it outside at times, but the last 3 or 4 weeks, he has been shoulders forward, leaning forward, getting those extra yards out of contact after contact. I think he had like 80 or 90 yards after contact last week versus the Chargers. So it kind of shows you a little bit about, you know, obviously the offensive line, but Josh has really kind of picked it up here in the last month or so of the season. It's been welcome because, you know, with the tragedy with the with Henry and everything, we're not able to kind of just, you know, throw the ball all over the place like we're doing early in the season.
Eric, it's kind of hard to figure out what to take away from that Bengals game earlier this year. I mean, you look at the final score, and I guess if nobody watched it, they would just assume the Bengals blew out the Raiders, which the final score says they did by, you know, 19. But it was just a weird end. It just kind of came unraveled for Derek Carr at the end there with a fumble and a pick.
Sure.
And I think it was those two plays were like 3 minutes apart, and they scored touchdowns right after each of them. And that was late fourth quarter. Like, what did you take away from that game? And obviously they're different teams now than they were in that one too.
Right. And you know what? First of all, I really thought the Bengals, their second level guys, the linebackers, played really well. I thought, you know, a pick here, great tackles, tracking down Derek when he got outside the pocket. I thought that was really the key for them defensively. And then on the flip side of that, our linebackers really didn't play well. And I thought Joe Mixon was just he dominated the game. I mean, he ran the ball effectively. He was keeping the ball away from DC. And then in the pass game, man, he just was turning our linebackers all around. And that was the first week where we're in transition. Okay, so we had young linebackers playing. Divine Diablo, who's a young player and has gotten better each and every week, kind of stepped in for Corey Littleton. And Joe was just eating them up, you know. So, and then it goes back to basically, you know, Joe Burrow. I mean, just being under pressure and then outside the pocket making those plays. And we just kind of got into a situation where when we needed to score, we were forced to throw the football. And I just thought their linebacker core really did a great job of taking those middle throws away, which we do very well. They were taking the Hunter Renfrow stuff away. They were taking our tight end away. So they played a really good football game. But again, I think we're a much different team now, basically because we've been able to stop the run the last 4 weeks of the season. And that's been just huge for our football team, knowing that we can rush the passer. But now Denzel Perryman, man, has been a find. I mean, Gus brought him over You know, he played with the Chargers. I mean, he made the Pro Bowl this year. I think he had like 150-something tackles. He broke the Raiders' record. So he's been playing at a really high level along with Divine Diablo. And then Nate Hobbs, rookie from Illinois, plays nickel. I think he's graded out as one of the top young corners in the league. So right now, the middle of our defense is playing a lot better.
Do you think Masaccia's up for getting the job full-time? Do you think he will?
Yeah, I love Rich, man. Rich is even keel, you know. He's delegating authority. And I ran into him in the hallway a couple weeks ago, and he was like, hey, E, I tell you what, man. You know, he was talking about just staying calm through all of the adversity, everything that's gone wrong. Everyone in the building believes that they can get it done. So I really think he's going to make it a very difficult decision. And that's all you can do, you know. If you get a chance, you know, if you're a player or a coach and you get a chance, you just got to take the most out of it and be at your best. And I think Rich has done that. And his team, the last 4 weeks, has turned from a Gruden team, which is basically, you know, that short passing game, throw the football, to a Rich team, which is we're going to be physical. We're going to run the football. We're going to stop the run. Less penalties we've had the last couple of weeks. We still got to work on the turnover ratio, but this team looks a lot like what Rich Sachi is all about, and that's a good thing.
Well, it's crazy to think it, but after nearly 32,000 yards and nearly 200 passing touchdowns, but Derek Carr and Joe Burrow are each going to make their playoff debut on Saturday.
Yeah,
and
it's going to be something else.
It is. It's just crazy to think that, you know, he had that great year in 16 and wasn't able to play in that playoff game against the Texans, that this will be his only Sonny Jurgensen and Fran Tarkenton had more stats than that when they made their postseason debut. So pretty good company to be in there for Derek Carr. We can't wait to listen. We absolutely love that you help us make sense of all this stuff as they get ready to try to get their first playoff win since 02. Eric Allen, our guest. Thanks so much, Eric. We appreciate it, man.
All right. Anytime, guys. Go Raiders.
The great EA, go Raiders indeed, taking on Cincinnati. We're running all the games on the station on this Frogman Friday. Going forward, we're going to enjoy those games, and then we're going to talk about them next week, as is the burden of all.
I love doing talk. I love it so much.
Oh, recap.
You see that out there? You believe that? What about that?
What about that? Did you ever see anything like that? Oh. You ever thought of anything like that?
Whew.
Who knew that was going to happen?
That
were you
crazy.
Surprised? We'll be back with more PMS on AM570 LA Sports, your home of all these NFL games this weekend.
Frogmen.
And Money Show.
PMS.
Podcasted at AM570LASports.com.
Who's got the crack? We do. Petros and Money Show, happy to bring it to you with AM570 LA Sports. Remember, everything you missed the last 4 hours of great sports talk on a Frogman Friday.
Great sports talk.
Can be podcasted on the iHeartRadio app. But let's be honest, the opium of the masses, NFL football, is yours. This weekend on the radio, Bamba 0.0. Matt, we're running all the games on the station.
Buenos dias.
It starts tomorrow with Bengals Raiders. That'll be on our sister station, AM 1150. That kick is at 1:30 p.m. But on Sunday, that triple header will all be right here on your home of the NFL, AM 570 LA Sports. That is Eagles at Bucks, 10 a.m., followed by 49ers Cowboys, followed by Steelers and Chiefs. If you got to leave that TV and you love the NFL like so many Americans love it and you can't bear to miss a play, know we got you covered at AM 570 starting at 10 a.m. on Sunday.
And don't forget about Shaq's TV Funhouse.
Oh, Get after that. The Shacks Funhouse LA, presented by FTX. It's part concert with Lil Wayne, Zed, Diplo, and it's part carnival. And it is the big game weekend's most over-the-top event. And it'll be Friday, February 11th, full carnival midway, free food, open bar included when you get your tickets. And get them now, because the sooner you buy, the more you save at shacksfunhouse.com.
I was hoping that they could get DJ Snake, but I will go with Zed,
dude,
I guess.
Surprise guest, man. Surprise guest.
Well, hopefully not everybody's listening to the show right now, hopefully. But they might podcast on the iHeartRadio app. I did blow it.
You blew it.
It's time for the dead guy birthday of the day.
As your game show of record. You want tic-tac-toe, match game, jokers, wild to tell the truth, bowling for doubt, we got you covered. Happy 107th to Mark Leo Goodson, the father
of the
modern game show.
That beautiful griffin and the...
It's beautiful.
That logo at the end of the show, you see that griffin show up, and you know you just watched a quality production at Card Sharks.
Born in Sacramento, parents emigrated from Russia. He was a child actor, put in work at the Plaza Stock Company. But he opted to chase the legal dream when he showed up at Cal, got a bunch of scholarships, worked at the local Lincoln Fish Market to pay his way through school, landed his degree in econ in 1937, but on his way to law school, he got a job at KJBS and caught the radio bug, became a DJ. He got quite popular rather quickly, so KFRC hired him to be a host, and he pitched the idea for a radio quiz show called Pop the Question. What's the catch? Contestants come in studio, throw darts at balloons, and inside the balloons are questions. Pop the question. Yes, darts at balloons is the vehicle to play trivia that Goodson chose that made him so popular. Of course, he had a lot more ideas. Goodson and his longtime partner, Bill Todman, kings of television game shows. Their first winner-take-all debuted on CBS July 1st, 1948. It was a hit. The roll call of shows... He's stupid. Turns out the guy that came up with Pop the Question when you throw darts at balloons actually had a brain for these sort of things.
Well, come on, a griffin can fly. You know, he soars over the land,
sure,
making shows. His droppings became great shows.
Droppings included The Price is Right, as you just heard. Family Feud, Classic Concentration, Match Game Password, his personal favorite, To Tell the Truth, What's My Line, Card Sharks.
Yeah!
Tattletales. They had so many shows, they covered every network.
Oh, I'm in the mood for The Feud right now.
Right? CBS, NBC, ABC in the U.S., BBC One, ITV, Channel 4, and Sky 1 in the U.K.
Survey says you're a bitch.
Nearly every one of their shows was licensed in Australia and all throughout Europe.
You can't watch Joker.
Including the recently launched What's Your Vax Status?
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a good one. No, Djokovic lost. They certainly got a little help when the quiz show scandals of the late 1950s wiped out most of their competition. It was their former employees that would leave to start their own productions. Goodson hired Merv Griffin and Monty Hall. They even helped out Jack Barry create The Joker's Wild, even though it was his own production. Todman was the businessman, Goodson the creative. There was one thing he was really good at, game shows. When he tried to branch out into programming, oof. The Web, drama.
Cop Rock.
One Happy Family sitcom. The Richard Boone Show variety. They produced three westerns, though, P. Jefferson Drum, The Rebel, and Branded, starring Chuck Connors.
Well, he had one good one.
One good
Scorned
one.
Scorned as the one who ran bulk of the series, dude.
But that was it. They moved from the big town to Hollywood in the 70s. When Todman died, Goodson bought him out, changed the name to Mark Goodson Productions from Goodson Todman Productions.
You don't buy me out, I buy you out.
When Mark died... He was so wealthy in terms of the assets that he held, his family simply could not afford the inheritance tax. So they sold Goodson Productions, because if they were to hold it, they would have had to pay taxes on the assets, and it would have been in the tens of millions of dollars.
Sell some of the stuff.
They sold it to Fremantle Media. He received
down the street here.
The Emmy for the Lifetime Achievement Award for Daytime Television in 90, presented to him by Betty White. 2 years later, he was inducted into the Television Hall of Fame, and he died later that year at 77.
Now Fremantle makes horse crap like the Real Housewives of New York.
But today's horse crap is tomorrow's legendary programming of the 2020s.
No way. No way.
You never know.
We're never going to look back on the Real Housewives of New York like we look back on Pop the
Question. Unbranded.
They're walking him out.
There it is.
Yeah, he's getting
a lot of drums.
Marked with a coward shame.
Maybe that's why. Maybe the intro was just too long and people were like...
Look, he's getting stripped of his stuff. You're screwed, Chuck, you loser. He knows.
Same guy that came up with Card Sharks came up with this.
Ran away. Oh, yeah. Coward shame. Oh, they're taking his sword.
It really makes so much more sense.
Oh, break his sword on a knee. Couldn't you give the sword to another guy?
When you fight for your name.
Yeah, now walk out of here, you son of a bitch.
Well, what about the charges?
Get out of here.
Not a charge was true.
Not a one, y'all.
You figure you broadcast that. The world would never know. What?
Why wouldn't he tell anybody? I guess he's too proud.
Scorned as the one who ran.
Chuck Connors.
What do you do?
I'll tell you what, though. For a guy who's a coward and he's branded and all that. Beautiful haircut.
Right? Strong jaw.
Really sculpted hair. He's realizing that right now. You know what? Wherever I go for the rest of my life, I'm going to have to prove that I'm a man. Needle-dee-dee-dee, blah, blah.
Now, in 2022, if you tell someone to prove that they're a man, you're probably going to find yourself in some hot water.
Well, back then you would have too. The big iron on somebody's hip would have blown you away.
That's very true.
You know, now
being
it's
out
like,
on social media now is nowhere it's like, near as bad.
Microaggression! Microaggression from you!
Probably Matt, better than getting a hole blown through.
Right? You think
so
about
I
it.
I guess you take it.
Hey, prove me you're a man. Okay. With the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
Now you're dead of a gut shot.
Matt, speaking of child stars, let's go with Jordy Claude Lemoyne, 32 years old today. That French baby from the French baby song of 1992. Don't you remember the French baby song?
And he's 32 today. I absolutely remember this. I'm embarrassed to say.
Jour, jour, d'être bébé. It's hard to be a baby. His dad was a music producer named Claude Lemoyne from Saint-Germain, Left Bank. This baby is, of course, in the Guinness Book of World Records for the world's most young and successful singer because of this horse crap song.
It's a good beat.
Well, dad's a producer. Dad laid the track. Age 4 to have a number one single. And it is tough to be a baby.
You gotta bring this back.
It was number one for 15 weeks in France. Dance hit in Europe, Brazil, South America, South Korea, and Japan. Highest the Bebe song got out here. 58. We suck.
But in the clubs.
Oh, club hit.
We got to make sure this gets into the rotation for Dance Party PMS. This has got to get in.
Well,
there.
Let it ride. Play some.
Okay.
Turn it up.
Let's try it. Let's see how it works.
La mai.
Buenos dias.
That's a clown question, bro. That's a clown question.
Leave it up front.
Dumbass.
That's right, Gloria.
I don't gotta listen to this.
You go back up on the hill.
Jesus.
Damn.
Unbelievable.
I don't crack easy under pressure.
Ooh, that's the one.
I don't crack easy under pressure. I don't crack easy under pressure. I don't crack easy under pressure. I don't crack easy under pressure.
That works.
I don't crack easy under pressure.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
We're going to get a crossfade here.
What? What?
I don't crack easy under pressure.
Vic, will you stop doing that? Shaw. Vic, will you stop doing that? Shaw. Vic, will you stop doing that? Shaw.
I don't crack easy under pressure.
Tweet me at POB Pat O'Brien. Rack that. Rack that. Rack that. Rack that. Rack that. Rack that.
Do you want to hear what he sounds like now?
Oh, is he got a single out there?
Oh, no, he's got three albums.
Okay.
Now he, first he was on the French celebrity show, La Ferme Celebrities. And now he performs with a band called Jordy and the Dixies.
Okay.
Here he is with his band.
A little bit of a different sound.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not four anymore, Matt. Yeah, Jordy.
Moi j'aime les filles belles et rebelles, celles qui savent dire non parfois. Pas la fille à papa qui sait rien faire de ses petits doigts. Une nana qui écoute les clashs, l'esprit du vrai rock.
So a little French flavor for everybody on the way out of
here. Alright with this.
Yeah, he's not bad. Well look, I mean when you're the greatest selling 4-year-old of all time, not like your next album's going to be like, it's Friday, no. Down on Friday. Although it is Friday. And everybody is looking forward to the weekend.
Certainly. That's Tim Conway.
12-year anniversary for that guy. Believe that? Where do the years go, huh? All right. We will be, here's our deal on Monday. We're on after the MLK King Day Clipper game. So we are coming on after the Clippers. After 4 o'clock. Till 7.
What if it's a super compelling game and Adam wants to take the post game a little bit long? Then what?
That's why I say after 4.
Gotcha.
Because it could be 4:30. The game starts at 12:30. So, Matt, you know, you know how long an NBA game takes in the parlance of our times.
They like that 2.5-hour window.
So
he's going to probably do 2 hours?
Well, then we'd get on it at like 5.
Stay tuned.
So like, Pat Petrosyan Money, we'll let you know. 4 o'clock?
Sounds right.
On Monday. Have a great weekend. Be safe.